welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 19th. You'll be interested to know, 104 years ago today, in 1921, the United States Congress passed the Emergency Quota Act, establishing national quotas on immigration. This landmark legislation marked a significant shift in American immigration policy, introducing numerical limits based on nationality. While it reflected the complexities of its time, the act also set the stage for future discussions and reforms, highlighting the nation's evolving approach to diversity and inclusion. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3-plus feet early on, offering great conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at just 1 mile per hour, keeping the surface smooth as the day begins. Conditions may shift later, so enjoy the morning while it lasts. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with a 2-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3.5 feet at 10 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide Monday will be 0 foot at 9:30 a.m., with a 3.5-foot high tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday features mostly clean conditions with waist to chest high waves, especially in the mornings. Light winds from the northwest shift to west in the afternoons, creating fair conditions. Wednesday stands out with consistent sets and occasional larger waves. Overall, a fun and manageable swell for all skill levels, particularly favorable for longboarders on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. This morning, it's partly sunny and it feels like 58 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:46 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:46. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today with a high near 72 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low around 60 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs near 78 and 79. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 62. Thursday brings mostly sunny skies, while Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 75. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a controversial $125 million deal between California and Google, aimed at supporting local journalism, is already set to shrink before any funds have been delivered. Governor Gavin Newsom proposed cutting the state's initial payment from $30 million to $10 million due to budget shortfalls. This move has outraged local news advocates, questioning Google's commitment to its matching funds. The deal struck last August lacked signed agreements, relying on public promises instead. As media companies face significant job losses, the reduction in funding raises concerns about the future of journalism in California. Now on to sports. Scottie Scheffler, the world number one, has claimed his second major title of the season at the PGA Championship, winning by 5 strokes at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. Despite not being at his best, Scheffler secured victory with an impressive 11 under par. This win marks his third major championship. After a shaky start, where he briefly lost his 5-stroke lead, Scheffler regained his composure, showcasing his dominance. He has held the top ranking since May 2023 and is now halfway to a career Grand Slam, with the U.S. and British Opens approaching. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in San Diego, the Mariners defeated the Padres 6-1. San Diego's lone highlight was a solo homer by Tatis Jr. in the first inning, while Arozarena's 3-run blast in the fourth secured the win for Seattle. King struggled, taking a loss after allowing 5 runs over 5 1/3 innings. The Friars now stand at 27-18. Tomorrow afternoon, the Friars take on the Blue Jays in Toronto for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Dylan Cease, with a 4.60 ERA, faces Chris Bassitt, boasting a 3.16 ERA. First pitch is at 4:07 at the Rogers Center, under the dome. In top news, our return-to-office mandate is a subtle way for companies to encourage employees to quit. This theory, once dismissed as cynical, is gaining traction. For instance, Amazon's decision to end hybrid work prompted an executive to say, "There are other companies around." Similar sentiments were echoed by Elon Musk, who welcomed a wave of voluntary terminations. While some firms believe that in-person work boosts productivity, it risks losing top talent. Research shows that hybrid work enhances engagement and retention. Companies might consider adopting more flexible policies to retain their best employees while navigating these challenging times. In business news, Verizon's $20 billion merger with Frontier, a fiber internet provider, has received approval from the Federal Communications Commission. This agreement allows Verizon to upgrade and expand Frontier's fiber networks, aiming to connect 1 million homes annually. The deal was contingent upon Verizon's commitment to ending diversity, equity, and inclusion practices, as stated by SEC Chair Brendan Carr. Verizon will eliminate human resources roles focused on DEI and remove related terminology from employee training. This merger also allows Verizon to reclaim parts of its fiber business sold in 2015, which will enhance connectivity in various communities. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% over the weekend to about $105,000. Ethereum is down 7% to just under $2,400. And Goatsys Maximus is down 1% to 15 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study reveals that a genetic mutation allows some individuals to thrive on just 4 hours of sleep. While most require about 8 to 9 hours to feel rested, this short sleep mutation enables people to function well after only 3 to 6 hours. Neuroscientist Ying Huifu discovered a new mutation affecting the gene, which plays a role in regulating metabolism and circadian rhythm. This research, published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, may lead to new treatments for sleep disorders, enhancing our understanding of sleep's genetic foundations. Christopher Nolan's upcoming film, The Odyssey, will make history as the first feature film shot entirely on IMAX film. The company had to create new film cameras to achieve this groundbreaking feat. While Avengers: Infinity War was the first film shot using IMAX hardware, The Odyssey stands out for using film rather than digital technology. IMAX CEO Rich Gelfond shared that the project began with a challenge from Nolan, who urged IMAX to innovate. The new cameras are lighter, quieter, and will eventually be available to other filmmakers after The Odyssey completes production. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British naturalist and geologist, Charles Darwin. And he said, "It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.